Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God, our Heavenly Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. In the name of Jesus. And now the second greatest epiphany of the season. Jesus was transfigured before them. His form changed. A metamorphosis took place. His face shone like the sun. His clothes became as white as light. His glory. He showed them his glory. The Lord of glory. God himself, one of us. God so close that you can touch him. God just the way we want him. Powerful, mighty, everlasting, shining, brighter than the sun, with unborrowed light. Then, as if it couldn't get any better, Moses and Elijah show up. Heroes of the Old Testament and your Sunday school lessons. But more than that, when you've got Moses, you've got the law and the commandments. When you've got Elijah, you've got the prophets. When you've got both, you've got the law and the prophets, and that's shorthand for the Old Testament. Can you get any more wonderful than that? I mean, really. God's Son and the Old Testament having a conversation about, another gospel says, Jesus' exodus. His saving you. And there you are with them on the mountain. Saint Peter pipes up with your thoughts. It's good for us to be here, Lord. Let's set up some tents, tabernacles or altars. One for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. This sort of worship never has to end. Let's not come down from this mountain. This is religion, power, glory, honor, God shining, and us being there. A retreat that won't end with the Son of the living God. Now that's an epiphany. No more broken hearts. No more pain and abuse. No more suffering. No more not being appreciated. No more being despised. No more being poor. No more hoping that things look better but tomorrow comes and they're worse. No more happily going about your life. Then suddenly something comes and changes your life for the worst. No more cancer. No more sickness. No more arthritis. No more death. Just me and Jesus up there on the mountain, and he's shining with unborrowed glory. But such religion doesn't take into account one thing. My sins. My sins separate me from God. They are the reason for my suffering and my death in this world. Adam sins. Then my sins. My sins are what separate me from heaven and bright shining Jesus. Your sins do the same thing. You have all the time in the world for everything but the Lord's words. They come after everything that you think is important. You. You think you are most important. What you think about God, what you want, even at the expense of those around you. Don't deny it. I know because I'm the same way. I'm the center of my own universe. Just ask my wife. If you are honest with yourselves, you will confess that you are the center of your own universe too. Then, as Saint Peter is going on about our self-centered religion, it's good, Lord, that we're here, the cloud rolls in to save Peter and to save us. God the Father makes an epiphany appearance, his second of the season. In the clouds of heaven comes the majesty of Almighty God. Then he speaks. The same words spoken at the Lord's baptism. This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. He is the Son of the living God. His dad even says so. But the word that rescues us is the last word. Hear him. Ears off of you. No more focusing on you, Peter, no more being the center of your universe, and no more you first. No more it's good that you are here. Instead, listen to Jesus. But the voice and the glory of God on the mountain were just too much. The gift became law because of their sin. So they did what we sinners do. They fell on their faces, terrified before Almighty God. Like Father Adam and Mother Eve hid. Like the children of Israel told Moses to cover his face after the glory of God was shining on his face. Put that away, Moses. It's scary. Sinners and the glory of God don't go well together. Why? Well, dear friends, if you want to know something more scary than hell, stand before God with your sins. You know what you've done wrong. You know what God's going to do. You know what he does to sinners. And there they were, where you and I are, amidst the glory and majesty of Almighty God. Sins exposed, punishment coming. We are done in. God is going to get us, and there is no shelter, no place to hide. And the fear, the terror takes over. For where can you hide? Where can you hide where God cannot find you? Fear not, says Jesus. He's still there. Amidst the glory and the majesty of God, amidst the personal hells that we land ourselves in because of what we've done, amidst all the suffering and death that we try to escape from, Jesus is there. Right there. He came and touched them. He wasn't standing with the glory and majesty of God against them. He's not against you either. For here is the greatest epiphany of the season. They looked up, and there was only Jesus there. Only Jesus. Just Jesus. He is the Son of the living God. He shines with the glory and majesty of Almighty God. He is God and man in the flesh. And in a moment like this, he doesn't judge you. He doesn't condemn you. He doesn't discard you. No, at a moment in the Gospels when he is most God, as he stands in all his full glory, he is in solidarity with you. He is on your team. On the side of sinners. They looked up and there was no cloud, no majesty, no glory. There was only Jesus. For only or just Jesus saves. Jesus, who is headed for Jerusalem, headed to be handed over for us all into the hands of sinful men to be betrayed, flogged, mocked, scorned, rejected, and lifted up above the earth to be displayed for all the world to see. To Good Friday, Jesus goes. To death itself, he marches. And your mountain retreat with Jesus, the you and Jesus time that never ends, it happens here today at his supper. Receiving the body and blood of Jesus, you eat and drink the remission of sin. Forgiveness achieved for you when the one who was transfigured for you set his face to cross and death and delivered to you in the bread and the wine. The bread and the wine is the body and blood of the transfigured, crucified, and now risen Lord. And all your pain, all your suffering, all the abuse, the despising, the rejection, the abandonment, the sadness, the failures, the guilt, the madness, the sickness, the frustration, the cancer, the arthritis, the blindsided suffering, all of it, even death itself, is taken away. Not by you coming to Jesus, but by Jesus coming to you. Jesus being so for you, so one of you, that he would set aside the glory of the mountain of transfiguration to save you. Now risen from the dead, he has glory and then some. All the glory and majesty of God is in the man Jesus at the right hand of Almighty God. And there, dear friends, is an epiphany that will never, ever end. Not now, not ever. So, watch the bright, shining glory of God today, dear friends in Christ. Watch it in the person of your Lord Jesus. Sing your hallelujahs. Sing them loud. Sing them strong. Then, tone it down a bit and give them up for a bit during pre-Lent, and then really give them up during Lent. For the same Lord that shines like the sun today for you hangs dead on the cross for you on Good Friday in solidarity with you in your place on your team. And the same Jesus who shines like the sun today will shine for you risen from the dead on the last day. Not against you, but Jesus on your side. Jesus on your team. 'Tis good, Lord, to be here, yet we may not remain. But since thou biddest us leave the mount, come with us to the plain. In the name of Jesus, your transfigured Lord. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds in this Christ Jesus unto life everlasting.